Doug Green. I'm the publisher of Telecom Reseller, and this is a special podcast with Laura Marks, who's the Vice President for Global Product and Alliance Marketing at Poly. Laura, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks, Doug. Great to be with you today.
So, you know, we were just talking just in the run-up to this podcast about how well-known Poly is and how ubiquitous your products are. And apparently you guys have a new relationship with Zoom and a new announcement with regard to something called HASS. What is HASS?
Right, that's true. So Doug, we have been partnering with Zoom on a variety of fronts for several years now. And to date, it has really been an engineering-driven relationship whereby Poly solutions would natively integrate with the Zoom services, whether it was meeting room service or meetings or even Zoom phone. And because of the relationship, users can use a Poly device and really have the exact same experience on their Poly device as they would have on their laptop joining a Zoom meeting. So last week, or I guess 10 days ago now, Zoom announced what they are calling HAS, or Hardware as a Service. And Poly is one of the launch partners of HAS. It is starting in the U.S., so that's where we are right now. It is live, and it is Hardware as a Service, whereby an end user can purchase from Zoom a license and a device, whether it's a video or a phone, at a low price per user per month going forward. So it's really kind of a classic DaaS model, but it is hardware as a service sold through Zoom that includes Poly devices.
So why is this an advantage over, let's say, the traditional way we've experienced Poly products?
Yeah, you know, it's an alternative. There are many customers and many end users, especially in today's situation, that want a little bit more flexibility and a streamlined purchase process. So if you think about in the traditional model, you would buy your licenses from a channel partner or from Zoom directly, and then you'd go to either the same channel partner or another channel partner for a device. And oftentimes the partner would really be instrumental in delivering and executing the solution. And that model works terrifically. I mean, that sort of has been Poly's bread and butter. But there are some cases where users want a one-stop shop for their device and their software. And that's what Zoom is making possible through their HAS program. It's really being able to sell, deliver, and service customers just through Zoom. So the idea is, especially, you know, maybe you're a small, medium-sized shop and you just want some easy transactions that is one-stop shopping, and now you can get that all from Zoom.
So this is a big advantage. And now, are end users actually taking advantage of this program?
Well, it's ripe. It just went live on July 7th. So okay. So we are seeing some early interest for sure. And, you know, we expect obviously it to grow from there. But it's been a long time coming in that, you know, the demand has been there, I think, especially to Zoom directly. And, I know, and so Zoom is fulfilling against that need.
What are you hearing from your customers?
You know, I think everyone is in a position where they're looking at all models, old and new, right? The paradigm around hardware and software has really shifted. And, you know, I think everything's on the table now. So it's, I think many users are thrilled at the option, and many are saying thanks, but no thanks. I have a model right now that works swimmingly well, and it's not broken. So, you know, good to see that Zoom is innovating, but I'm going to stick with my traditional path to market right now. So, you know, it's really a mix across the board.
Now, are there benefits to the channel as well?
You know, the channel is certainly a growing player in the Zoom space. So Zoom, where, you know, traditionally has been direct to the end user from the license perspective, Zoom is absolutely recognizing and has recognized the importance that the channel plays in their go-to-market and in delivering full benefit to its customers. So today's initial model is direct, but, you know, there are lots of different ways for the channel to play, and those will be expanded in the near future as well.
Are various products available on the subscription service? Which Poly products are available at this point?
Yes. So the hardware as a service program from Zoom today includes video, so video room systems, and audio, so desktop phones. And so Poly is the only provider to include both the phones and our video devices. And it includes our newest solutions, the Studio X series of solutions on the video side, and our VVX X50 lines of phone. So it really is of great benefit to our customers that are, again, looking for a one-stop shop, not only in the licenses, but also across the portfolio of different hardware needs for Zoom.
Now, I understand that this is something of an exclusive thing, program, with regard to Zoom.
Yeah, you know, Zoom has really picked a few launch partners that they have been working with for some time. So Poly is one of four partners that is working with Zoom. We are the only partner to offer phones and video. So that is an exclusive situation that we are in, given the nature of our portfolio offerings. And we've really been partnered with Zoom to help them define what would be necessary for a HAS program. So, you know, Poly has quite a long history of offering device as a service with many of our service providers and even some of our other alliance partners across different components of our portfolio. And so we were able to bring those sort of best of breed practices and our experience to Zoom to really help them build a successful model.
Should readers and listeners be surprised to hear that Poly is running a subscription program?
No, I don't think so. Anyone who has been engaged with Poly through many of our service providers in the past would probably know that we offer devices as a service through a variety of different channels. It's, you know, Poly is absolutely committed to helping our channel partners and our alliance partners go to market in whichever way they want to meet their customer needs. And so we've really built some processes and practices to enable that flexibility for our partners.
You know, Laura, do you think that, you know, the pandemic and the crisis and also the transformation that we're going through sort of sped up a trend? And maybe, you know, we were already doing some of this stuff and now we're doing it more?
Yeah, you know, it's a great question, Doug. I think, you know, we've all seen the explosive growth that Zoom has experienced in terms of, you know, just driving connections between users and colleagues from one another across a variety of industries. And, you know, that is really a set of practices and a new level of expectation that has been set in terms of how people collaborate and communicate with one another. So where people all over the world have now been experiencing what Zoom is like from their home office or their remote setting, they have now come to expect that level of collaboration when they move back into the offices. And so I think as people look now to extend that experience from a laptop into a desk phone or into a conference room in a video sense, you know, there are lots of creative ways where different companies are offering solutions to the end user. And so I think Zoom has had this vision for some time, and it really is a great time for them to be executing on it in order to give flexibility and, you know, just meet the needs of their growing population.
Well, you know, Laura, there's so much to talk about, but I know we're going to be closing up our podcast here, but I'm looking forward to interviewing you in the future about some of these topics and trends. But for now, Laura, where can we learn more about this program?
Sure. Well, Doug, I have enjoyed being with you today and would welcome the opportunity to get back together to discuss some of the future trends. Poly.com has a variety of resources. We have poly.com/Zoom as a great spot for learning about all of the different solutions we have together with Zoom today.
Well, again, thank you very much indeed. We'll look forward to doing that in the near future.
Wonderful. Thanks so much. Have a great day.